Well, Bagpuss is cuddling up to me. He likes to keep warm. He was on television for many years.
The most magical, saggy old cloth cat in the whole wide world.
Was that him squeaking just then?
He's got rather squeaky joints. He needs a bit of oiling, I think. Oh, don't cats squeak normally? I think they always
squeak. I had no idea that Bagpuss squeaked.
And he yawns too. As he yawns when he wakes up. We made 13 episodes of Bagpuss, and we enjoyed making them, and they seem to have lasted, even though there are so few.
He sits on his cushion, of course, in a beautiful case surrounded by his friends, and there are some of your original pictures of Bagpuss in the background, but he's a different colour.
I thought of him as a marmalade cat, yes. So I asked a company in Folkestone to make me some striped material in sort of a marmalade cat colour. The poor man was so apologetic when he arrived with about 4 square metres of pink and cream striped material. He said the dyes went something wrong, but it turned out this colour. And I thought, this is the greatest accident ever.
He is incredibly beautiful. I can't quite get over the fact that I'm actually sitting next to him. But there are so many of your other creations here. Just beside us are the characters of Pogel's Wood.
Oh, that witch. Oh, she's a bit... In fact, the witch in Pogel's, the first series of Pogel's, was so frightening, the BBC didn't ask for any more. They said, no, we don't want that witch. The kids are frightened by it.
I expect you are wondering why I didn't turn you straight into frogs and have done with it.
That was filmed in my barn, too. I built the woodland inside the barn. And then, of course, we had clangers, because I had to build the whole of the surface of the moon in the barn. I drew the characters and my wife Joan knitted them, worked out a knitting pattern for how they would look. Because, you need something a bit stretchy when it comes to animation, so knitting is ideal for stretchiness. And they have their little Meccano skeletons inside the stretchy woolen bodies. And so, they grew from that, really.
And now they're enchanting a whole new generation of children, aren't they?
Yeah, when they came up with the idea of, remaking the clangers, we said, well, as long as they are knitted and everything is handmade and they're made in single-frame animation and not computer-generated, we would be happy. And so that's what's happened. I mean, they've been made brilliantly. We couldn't make things fly because things had to be pinned to the ground and hung on strings, whereas nowadays, of course, you can make things do almost anything you want.
Granny thinks they saw a meteor, a big burning rock, hot and fiery.
Such a lot of children's animation now is CGI. Do you think that's a problem?
You look in their eyes, they're dead. There's nothing going on inside that head. Even with the sort of teddy bear eyes that we use on the puppets, you could actually see things going on. I think you can see character. I mean, even the Pogels only had blank little black spots for their eyes, and the clangers too, but I don't know, you still believe in them. I think there's something a bit sinister about CGI. I don't want to go into a virtual world. I don't think I'd be happy there at all.
What is going on? Why, that's the proudest moment of the British people, a parliamentary election.
Back in the 70s, the clangers were also quite political, weren't they, in 1974, with a vote for Froglet.
It was Oliver's sort of idea. He was very political, and he was very annoyed that, the sort of politics at the time, people weren't very interested in voting, and he thought that, he should encourage people to vote. So he worked out this little idea, and he animated this little film called Vote for Froglet.
Would the clangers have had a take on the EU referendum?
There are so many arguments being banded about it, and you don't really know who to believe. I don't think they'd want to be part of another great galaxy, but on the other hand, unity is strength, they say, don't they? I don't know. I think the Froglets might want to vote against, and the Clangers would probably vote for.
Don't you know? Well, there you are, then. There's the cause of all your troubles.
Part of the joy of the pieces that you worked on with Oliver Postgate was they were so accessible. And am I right in thinking that they inspired Nick Park, the creator of Wallace and Gromit?
He did say once that when in his childhood he saw Ivor the Engine and he could see it was made by bits of cardboard being moved across a background, and he thought, I could do that, and he did.
There he is, trundling along the loop line above the quarry. And there's Jones the Steam, his driver, without a care in the world.
So it's nice to know that he was inspired by those early things. We were working on a very tight budget. You know, Oliver's doing all the animation himself. He didn't have teams of animators. And things sometimes were a bit jerky and a bit primitive. And you could see the shadows and you could see the mistakes. Children could look at that and think, that's not so difficult, is it? It is good to inspire children to make things themselves and create, rather than just watching what other people have made. I'm glad that people are amused by it, because we were. We love doing it all.